Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We're going to continue talking about supernatural manifestations just in broad terms. Last week, we were talking about miracles, signs, and wonders, and dreams, visions, and trances. And what I really want you to take away is that to not be distracted by the supernatural event. That God's purpose, in most cases, is not going to be the thing, the supernatural event or manifestation itself. Instead, it's to get your attention. There may very well be times when the Lord draws your attention to the manifestation, and then he'll talk to you about what it means. But the whole point being that first we start with, Lord, is that you? What do you want me to do with this? And he will teach you. He will train you. Our goal here is not to come up with a list of approaches or definitions or a guidebook, but instead a response to sort of like in boot camp, you learn the basics. And then you move on to learn to apply those basics. And that's unfortunately where most Christians are. We don't have the basics down. We've been taught to do things that basically often just keep us busy. Bible studies and going to church and being involved in community thing events. And that keeps us very often, even though we may have wonderful relationships and great fellowship and encouragement from one another. And there's nothing, you know, no problem with that, unless that keeps us from spending the time necessary to develop an intimate relationship with God himself. I've told stories before about how, and being involved in ministry, how often, regularly, it happens that pastors who have been pastoring for years and sometimes decades, during a conference or during a ministry event, come to know Jesus. And it's not that they didn't know about him. They went to seminary. They knew what faith was. They knew the Bible. They knew how to minister. They knew how to counsel. They knew how to help. But they didn't know God. And that's where you and I need to start. That's where we all need to start. And we have to start with the assumption or reality by experience that God not only can be known, but that he wants to be known. He is not afar off. He's not trying to avoid you, and he's not trying to make it hard. Now, there are times when he withdraws himself, but that is so that we will pursue him. To seek out that treasure, not because he's punishing us or hiding from us. And that unique relationship that each one of us has, whatever it is that will satisfy you, God has it for you. Whatever your motivation is, whatever your desire is, God is there to fulfill it. And when we try to put off till someday what God wants to do today, we are denying His lordship now. We all have questions about our own life, about other people, what happens in our communities, what happens in when tragedy strikes. And we have this idea that the answers that we come up with will not help. When we look at every situation, every circumstance as an opportunity to draw near to Him, He may give us a further explanation, He may not. But we don't have to have our lives ruined by a tragedy. We all have loss. We all have, whether it's something we caused, we wish we could go back in time and say, you know, Lord, why did you let me do that? Or something that we were totally innocent and something happened to us or to someone we loved. But when we take these things to the Lord and He starts to give us His perspective that we are passing through this life, not that it's a matter of enduring and just holding our nose and gutting it out, but seeing that as we pass through, there are tasks, there are projects for us to be working on. We can make the most of every day we have. And then when we understand that just as God has purposed every day in our lives, He has purposed every day in everyone else's life as well. So we can lift up the brokenhearted, not with false good wishes, you know, although, you know, your loved one's in heaven now. But we can see them through difficult times. And when they do start asking, where was God? We can say, He's where He's always been, leading and guiding. We may not like what He has for each one of us. We rarely do think that, yeah, if we were God, we would do this. This is what we would do. But as we develop that intimate relationship with Him, the basis of that becomes clear that it's trust. He proves His love for us. He's nice to us. He's good to us. He's reliable. He works on our behalf. So that even when tragedy strikes of one kind or another, we can say, I don't understand it. But I know this was what God planned. this goes back to our whole concept of how big is God. We have this idea that it's God against the devil, God against Satan or evil. And that's not it at all. God created evil. And God created good. And before he did that, before he created good and evil, there was just God. So it's not that God failed and evil prevailed. It's God allowed evil to do what evil does. And when we get distracted out of proportion, or when we start taking that bitterness and anger in as part of our identity, as part of who we are, we exclude God's healing for us. So we may not be going through a tragedy as some are right now, but we have in the past and we will in the future. And we can be ready. It doesn't mean it won't hurt. It doesn't hurt. But it does mean that we don't make it worse by trying to understand, try to figure out what it means. God may tell you what it means, if anything. But if he doesn't, just let it go. So this brings us back to the difference between what we've been taught, what we believe, and what God wants the freedom to be able to teach us from scratch. If you were on a desert island all by yourself, would you be able to hear God clear enough that he could teach you how the supernatural realm works, how to know him, how to live a fulfilled life all on your own? So we start with letting him put in front of us that which he chooses to either challenge or encourage us at any given time. So we look at what is real. And we are so afraid of being deceived that instead of being deceived, we are neglectful. And we think that's better than being deceived. It's less dangerous to not even try. And God wants to challenge you with that. That it is his job to make himself known to you. Your job is to give him the opportunity. Again, have you ever received a $3 bill? Or a $19 bill? No. Because there are none. So, when you think that there might be deception there, that you are concerned, you're afraid about being deceived by the enemy or by your own mind or whatever. That right there is proof that you understand that there's a real. You know God has a real manifestation, a real moving, a real expression in the supernatural realm. But you're afraid of missing it or being fooled by the enemy. And God is saying, it's my job to teach you how to tell the difference. You haven't been given the information yet to be able to know how to do it. So don't be thinking that God's going to give you your test yet. He's not a trickster. He's not, again, he's not out to prove how bad at this you are. In fact, he already says to you, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Because he is communing with your spirit identity. Our problem, once again, is that our soul is wounded, doesn't have its senses tuned, and is relying on the flesh. So that's where the challenge is. Not in trying to please God. He's already pleased. He's done. He's not sitting around waiting for you to honor him and glorify him. Now, we do that because that's our nature. We love him, and we glorify him, and we honor him. But it's not because he needs that, but it's because that's who we are. We are expressive of that which he has placed within us. So we enjoy those qualities, but that's not to move him, to get him to change his mind or to move on our behalf or someone else's behalf. And we'll get into this when we talk about what prayer is, or maybe a different approach to prayer. But we approach our learning on the same principle of asking the Lord to teach us than showing up for class. It's that simple. And it's that personalized, individualized. What God has set up for you is different than what he has set up for someone else. So if you've been following along the phrases, Lord, is that you? And Lord, what does this mean? Should be starting to jump to your mind, to your thoughts, every time you encounter anything new. Lord, is that you? Lord, what am I supposed to do with this? And if you haven't already started, we'll again review how to handle it when the Lord says no, when we say, Lord, is that you? How to test that. Because the Lord wants you confident that you are hearing him clearly, but you will make mistakes. Just settle that right now. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to be deceived. You are deceived right now. You believe things right now that are not true. Whether it's by believing something that's not true or not having information that you need in order to make a decision. God's not holding that against you. You're right where he wants you. we can move forward with confidence that God won't get us into something that He can't handle. He will get you into something that you can't handle, but it won't be something that He can't handle. So then we move on to one of the more difficult areas, and that's warfare with the demonic. Again, in the supernatural realm, the two main categories of supernatural beings are angels and demons. There may be other kinds of critters. There may be ghosts or aliens or who knows whatever, you know, elves. Who knows? But they all follow the supernatural laws that govern the supernatural realm. Now, before you were born again, you also were merely a supernatural being because you were dead in your spirit. Now that you've been enlivened in your spirit, you are a spirit being and therefore have authority over the supernatural realm. And every supernatural being that lives there. Period. It's a done deal. As soon as you became a spiritual being, you had that authority. You now have it. It's not something you get or earn. We just don't know how to exercise that authority. We barely know how the supernatural realm works. And that's where we start. We start with, I don't know. Lord, teach me. Teach me what you want me to know. And again, he may not want you to, this may not be the area he wants to be teaching you about right now. Follow him. Follow his training. But throughout history, there have been individuals and occasionally a group or a movement that have for at least a time learned to rest in dependence on the Lord unconditionally. This has made them targets for the enemy. And we can learn much from their experiences. There have also been many groups that have exalted the influence of the devil as equal to and sometimes greater than the absolute authority and influence of the Lord himself. Again, the devil cannot thwart God. God's hands don't get tied. He knows exactly what he's doing, and every moment is planned. It was planned from the very creation. Though some of what these have learned, these groups, have learned may be interesting and helpful, even if it just gives us a starting point about what to discuss. Their teachings and those insights need to be especially scrutinized. Why? Because our goals are different. You and I, we are not learning how to defeat our enemies to please God. to win souls or for rewards in heaven. But we are learning how to defeat our enemies because it is part of our training as sons. We already please God. We are already expressing His life. And we are already experiencing eternal life now. We have already received everything we need for life and godliness. The reason we're defeating our enemies is because this is the training God has set for us now. To grow up into full stature, spirit, soul, and body, to become one. For us, if the emphasis is on our being able to do something a certain way or using the right words, the success of the encounter will rely on our own strength, our own memory, and our own ability to apply what others have taught. I love the example of the couple of disciples trying to cast out some demons. And the demons said, "Jesus we know, and Paul we know, but who the heck are you?" And they ran him off. Because all they were trying to do was what they had seen someone else do. They weren't doing what God had for them to do. And when you look at the variety of ways that Jesus himself approached healing and freeing and casting out demons and teaching, what was his pattern? His pattern was that he didn't have a pattern. His pattern was the only thing that was consistent was that he did what his Father was doing. He had an awareness of this is what's here now. There's a presence of healing in the midst. How can this be applied? Or there's a presence of truth. How can it be spoken out? And we have so much greater opportunity and yet are so bound by what we have been taught before. But give God a chance, and give him an inch, and he will take a mile. Our success in the encounter will be determined on whether we depended on the Lord for instruction, strength, and an authority on a personal level in that particular situation. Did you go to God first? Not did you remember the right scriptures? Did you have the right feeling? Was your spiritual gift, which is really a supernatural gift, activated enough? Did you fast enough? Were you emphatic enough? Were you loud enough? Were you quiet enough? No, none of that. Did you depend on God? Did you turn to Him? Lord, what do you want to do here? Now, sometimes it's not going to be that cut and dry. It's going to be, and this is what we want, we want it to be an automatic turning. Instead of you encountering something and going, okay, hold that thought. Lord, what am I supposed to do here? By spending time throughout the week throughout your life, cultivating a quiet lifestyle, you become attuned to His moving in your life, in your circumstances, in the lives of those around you, so that when an opportunity arises, you are already aware of what He's doing, and you don't have to ask separately, distinctly, Lord, is that You? You already know, because you saw that this was the direction He was going in. And you were ready when the time came. But this really points out a lot of areas of our thinking that need to change. It's all about our relationship with our Father, not about overcoming the devil. So the more we focus on Him, the more we focus on our Father, the more He will set others and us free through us. Now, having said that, He is going to put into your hands, into your path, the information you need to overcome those misbeliefs and to encourage you. And this is where we'll pick up next week and to continue talking about, just in general, how we're going to approach learning to rule over the supernatural realm. You can always get in touch with me at Diane@wecanprepare.org. In the meantime, till next week, have a great week. This has been Diane Thomas, Prepare Radio. Have a great day.